This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Video released by the Ukrainian military appears to show fighting in the eastern part of the country, where Ukrainian soldiers have fought Russian invaders for months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. The tank platoon's commander, call sign Bender, told Reuters his unit fired on Russian positions in support of Ukrainian infantry. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The top U.S. military officer says the Pentagon has a long ways to go to beef up its munition stockpiles and ensure the country is ready for any large-scale war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley tells Congress the war in Ukraine has underscored the heavy use of munitions that's required during any major conflict. At a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced repeated questions about the impact the war is having on the Pentagon as it supplies Ukraine with much of the ammunition it needs to fend off Russian forces. They say the conflict has pushed the U.S. to increase production rates and reevaluate how much of a stockpile is really needed. The Pentagon is requesting $30 million in the 2024 fiscal year budget and to buy the maximum number of munitions that American industry can produce. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Italian news agency ANSA is reporting that Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in the hospital where he is being treated for a respiratory infection. This is VOA News. The Vatican said the 86-year-old pontiff was taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital Wednesday after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. The Vatican says Francis will be hospitalized for several days. ANSA says the hospital's nursing staff are very optimistic that Francis could be discharged in time for Palm Sunday celebrations on April 2nd, barring any surprises. At least 31 people were killed when a ferry carrying about 250 passengers caught fire while sailing in the southern Philippines late Wednesday night. The ferry was en route to Jolo Town in Sulu Province from the southern port city of Zamboanga when it caught fire near midnight. The governor of the southern island province of Basilan said Coast Guard and naval vessels managed to rescue many passengers who jumped off the burning ferry in panic. Another ferry, along with local fishermen, also aided in the rescue effort. The cause of the fire has not been determined. The southern U.S. state of Kentucky was one of two states on Wednesday to approve legislation restricting some aspects of life for transgender young people. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have swept aside the Democratic governor's veto of a bill regulating some of the most personal aspects of life for transgender young people. The bill bans access to gender-affirming health care and restricts the bathrooms they can use. The Kentucky Senate voted 29-8 to override the veto. A short time later, the state House completed the override on a vote of 76-23. After the legislative defeat, the American Liberties Union of Kentucky says they'll mount a legal challenge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The UN humanitarian agency says health issues are rising at displacement camps for survivors of Cyclone Freddy. In Malawi and Mozambique, the cyclone hit amid already existing cholera outbreaks. Lamek Masina reports from Balanchru.
The World Health Organization says additionally, malaria cases have been reported in multiple camps, requiring medical attention and provision of mosquito nets to prevent further spread of the disease. Several humanitarian organizations are supporting Malawi to address its health concerns. The WHO and Doctors Without Borders have sent medical workers to hard-to-reach areas to assist those trapped because of roads that remain cut off. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blanta, Malawi.
And in sports, the Sacramento Kings trounced the Portland Trailblazers 120-80 Wednesday night in National Basketball Association action. The win ensures the Kings will make the upcoming playoffs for the first time in 16 consecutive seasons, the longest playoff drought in NBA history.